Hosea chapter 9. Do not rejoice, O Israel, for joy, like other people, for you've gone a-whoring from your Elohim and his loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the winepress will not feed them, and the new wine will fail in her. They will not dwell in Yahweh's land. But Ephraim will return to Egypt, and they will eat unclean things in Assyria. They will not offer wine offerings to Yahweh, neither will they be pleasing to him. Their sacrifices will be to them like the bread of mourners. All who eat of them will be polluted, for their bread, for their soul, will not come into the house of Yahweh. What will you do in the solemn day, and in the day of the feast of Yahweh? For they are gone because of destruction. Egypt will gather them up, Memphis will bury them. The pleasant places for their silver, nettles will possess them. Thorns will be in their tabernacles. The days of visitation have come. The days of recompense have come. Israel will know the prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad for the multitude of your iniquity and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my Elohim. But the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred is in the house of his Elohim. They have deeply corrupted themselves, like in the days of Gibeah. And for this reason he will remember their iniquity, and he will visit their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your forefathers as the first ripe and the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor, and separated themselves to that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. As for Ephraim, their honor will fly away like a bird from the birth, and from the womb, and from the conception. And though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that there will not be a man left. Yes, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, just as I saw Tyrus, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim will bring forth his children to the murderer. Give them, O Yahweh, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They will bear no fruit. Yes, though they bring forth, yet will I kill even the beloved fruit of their womb. My Elohim will cast them away because they did not listen and obey me to him, and they will be wanderers amongst the nations. End of chapter.